Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Tasmia with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, early voting has begun for the Queensland state election, with pre-polling booths open from this Monday up until the 26th of October. There are currently more than 200 early voting centres across Queensland. Voting is mandatory, and the penalty fine for failing to vote has now increased to $161, more than triple the original $50 fine. In national news, Queensland GPs are urging the government to be allowed to diagnose and prescribe medications for ADHD and associated conditions, rather than only by psychiatrists. Currently, people who were diagnosed with the attention deficit condition as children have to re-enter the referral phase again, waiting months to be seen by psychiatrists despite their earlier diagnosis. The Royal Australian College of GPs claim that the process is preventing people from accessing the care and drugs they require to function. They stated, this would see the development of training programs that equip GPs with the skills needed to independently diagnose and initiate ADHD treatment. In international news, yesterday morning, NASA launched its first mission to explore Jupiter's moon, Europa, to determine if the moon harbors suitable conditions to support life. Scientists believe Europa may have a large ocean beneath its surface and is considered one of the most promising places to look for life beyond Earth. Europa Clipper program scientists Kurt Neuber told reporters last month, it's a chance for us to explore not a world that might have been habitable millions of years ago, but a world that might be habitable today, right now. The journey to Europa will take roughly 5.5 years, as NASA reports the spacecraft's expected arrival into Jupiter's orbit will be April of 2030. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and overcast. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9.3, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.